Yesterday discussing Shitz Rashi, Rambam, Gemara Shaila, Megalvel, that name was Megalvel from Alkund Rashi, Yachin Shram, Shram Yachin. Shaila is both ways, Yiva Basar, Achila, Basar. And we had Taisus Kasha more later that says the Kelv was not al Harora and ate it somewhere else. It's important to Gemara that there's not a king of Birbis Ayach and his partners, it's Eagle Basachila. So Rashi, we had to address him. In Rambam, he said, one address doesn't help. But it's interesting, the Rambam, we touched upon it yesterday, the Rambam brings it down only one way. Rashi says that the Marashah is both ways. The Rambam means that only down by Hamishayis and Medrash is an Izik, the Tosha Paris, which is a Rabbin, Bachlossam, which is an Izik. So Ram only has the case that took the Shrabbin to Shanizik. Ram doesn't have the case that took it from Shanizik to Shanizik. So I saw in the Talmud Rajbu over here, he wants a machalik between those two cases. So he brings down Rashi, and he brings down the case of Kasha and Rashi, the case of Keller, because Rashi learns it's even when you went from which is an Izzy to Rishis Rabin, and he marries the Supi. And there we say it's Pashti Yichayim, then it's Pashti Yipater. He brings down the Sifrei Gaonim, which is Betzim Be'echananel, there's Gairis in the Gemara Hakeret. The Gaon Shichayim Mishas Yochid will become a Gal Mishas Rab Mishas Yochid. That's the case of the Gemara. So yesterday we say, okay, it's a Gaon, it's Mashmat, this is an example. But the Talmud Rajva is willing to lab dafka the guy. Well, here's the zoo. He says, "Lekashach lekamar." Rav gav b'shipulei Talmuda. Heich leochad b'chatzer nezik b'tura. Amalkem heich the ochle b'chatzer nezik b'shaklei b'shrabim b'ayle b'asachilazin b'arnilma achilu metila b'ina b'shusen nezik. Says Talmud Rajva, although it's clear in the Gemara on the Chav Gimel that the Basa Achila is significant, that means if the Achila is not Nishuz HaNizik, then it's Pasha, there's no Birbis Dayachin. So that's why the Kelev Shenotal Charara V'Ochal B'Godesh Shel Acher about these Pata, because you need the Achila. Okay? So, but still, there's room to declare, what about Fakir? When it took a Bishus Rabin, and ain't in Chatzin Nizik, we do have Birbis Dayachar. We do have Kiyam Birbis Dayachar. Still we could clear. Maybe you also need Basin Atila. So not like in Rashi, the Shail is either Basar Achila or Basin Atila. Rather, the Gemara Shail is Avad, you need the Achila should be Bisteyacher. Plus, it's Bir Bisteyacher. Shail is where there's also a din that you need that the Natila should be Bisteyacher. And therefore,
And therefore, in the case where you started out, the Nechila was just a Nizik, and the Nechila was just a Rabbi Vadi Apater. In the case where the Nechila was just a Rabbi, and the Nechila was just a Nizik, which is the case of the Gemara, and which is the case of the Rambam, incidentally, then there's Zhum declare. And the suffix is the requirement limited to the achila? Is the birbis de'achar dafa going the achila, or the birbis de'achar also going on the netila? And therefore, if he took a v'shrabim, the end which is a nizik, we're mesupik. Do we say something the achila which is a nizik is yichayim, or do we say that no, the netila is also a factor? And the teal is also a requirement, and since the teal is just rabbim, you're going to be a potter. So if he's there, and if he's there, it's miyush and the Rambam, kipshutai. You don't have to say any fancy terrors with the, we discussed yesterday with the shita, that's because it's the mirushus, and it's not the whole thing. This way, we can have a simple teretz that's takachalik between whether it's going from Shabbat to Shabbat or Shabbat to Rosh Hashanah. What? This is another Teres Kash. That is what we're saying. And the Rambam said that Kash is blatant because it's one Rambam after another. Right. Okay. This is all because Rashi and the Rambam. Teres disagrees. This Teres has a problem. Avadi go bas achila. Taras Tais learned the Gemara. The Nilari. The guy in the Kaimi Paris, which is an Ezek. Umagalgali, the Oslo, which is a Rabbin. The Paris are rolling, and the Paris adds, it's on a slope, and the Paris are rolling from which is an Ezek to which is a Rabbin. The Lavsha Behema Machvasim Bapia Bachlos and Shom Hayasif Lanich which is a Rabbin. It would have made its way to which is a Rabbin. Do we say if it's on its way, if it's rolling to the Shrabim, does it have a din? Is it as if it's the Shrabim ready? And therefore, Olam. Taisis really doesn't explain the what are its Tzadim. But look at Ben Peretz. He's a master of the Ben Peretz says, there it says, "Chachni rachush is galgal now. Leimar amir shumunach b'chatzar anizik, the mokam adron. Where amir is galgal b'nevishes rabim, lula ben shemakvas miyemina. The habakilu atlasa ben b'nevishes rabim. Kivan she'asayif elit bolshay. The atlasa b'nevishes rabim, v'chlasa b'chatzar anizik." By Machayeva, by Binu Tarbayu, Machatzar Nizik, Lakicha Vachila, Lakicha Vachila, Hashem, Kim Tasa Machatzar Nizik, Machatzar Shah, Machayev, what happened to Kim Tasa Machatzar? Now, Paris learns, Shaila is, do we say, now the Danach Pshuta is, okay, the Danach Pshuta of the Gemara is, they need both, right? We just said in the Rambam, maybe it's Gukta Shaila, the way the Talmud Rashba says, and Ben Peretz says, no, Avada Danach Pshut the Gemara is, they need both. You need both in the Tila and the Achila, in the Chatzar Nizik, nor the Bichayim. So now the Gemara Shaila is, if it's Mizgalbal, do we say that Kilu, the Peretz are just Rabin, and therefore, then the Tila is considered Mishos Rabin, so even though the Achila is Avada, even though the Achila is Vada, which is an Izzet, am I seeing it here? There's no sign that Kilu the Achila is there in the Ben Peretz. Vada the Achila is here. Elamai, since it's on its way there, it's going to get there, Behemoth didn't stop it, Kilu is there, so it's Kilu that the Tila was for the Shazarat. Mamela, Marashai lives. Do we say that? Do we say the Kilo Dir Shah and Mela is going to be part because you need both in order to be high? Or do we say no? Saif Masaif, you know, it's on its way there, it's not there, and we don't say Kilo is there and until it's just Shah. That's where my parents learns the Gemara Shah. If you look at the Rashba,
that the owner's going to say, here on the of the shir, so you can say what? That sin, I'm not going to share my shir to not eat that food since you're about to leave Shizyach?
No, I know you said that's far. Rebbe said that when it's far for you this morning. That's not what we're saying. We're not saying that. It's the top of Rebbe Peretz says. Okay. Peretz says that somehow it's kilu there. God, Rebbe wanted to say, and then I found that the Shulchan Gibayrim, God says, he shtals the su to the din of Abasamei Kara. So maybe that's the far. Then we had the sugya of Abasamei Kara. Yes, when you galvel the kli, you say kilu is already broken now. So the Shulchan Gibayrim seems to want to learn of Itayisus. That's the issue over here also. It comes from that sugya. But the truth of the matter is, it's very shver to say that, as he himself asks, because Hare, he's going to in the tour over there. Let's over there we pass again. You go bust me a car. He wants more shot. Here we remain. Here's the by Lipshita. Here's the pass by Safik. So if there we come out, then we have Maskana. They go bust me a car. So then over here it should be considered. Shusarab. You go bust me a car. So the car says that he was there already. So that's his problem. Because he understood that would be the Safik. That would be the Shiloh of. When it's this galgo, is it considered over there? Has to do with the other shayla over there. Because of that,
of the case.
What?
The shayla over there of the case.
What?
The shayla over there of hitis.
No, the shayla over there of basmekara. Okay. When you galgo the plea, I didn't say I'm a hit. I said we're hit. We're hits coming over here. I mean, it will come in. Didn't come in yet.
Okay.
So therefore, he has a problem with that, which is a very, very strong problem. That would best indicate that the Rishonim of Hittites and the Meraperet, etc., are not working that svar. What is the makor of the svar? Why should we eat kilo over there? I don't know. It's not the svar before. So that's could be a svar of Yabbi Hezek. Not necessarily a svar all over the place. It could be a svar of Maisa Hezek. Kilo Hezek was done already since it's. You know, it's on its way to the Hezek. I don't necessarily, it means that anything that's, you know, call him a lizard, Kazarik dummy, whatever. But,
We're not looking.
So therefore, I don't really much, you know, say I don't understand, I don't know, but that's the saying, that this is not as far. Since it's on its way, it's Kilo is there, right?
We're not looking at the Hezek aspect of it, we're saying that it's
interesting. I know that. I just said that maybe there's a difference. The reason why it's not diamond today, maybe that's a svar and hezek. Akar is not diamond. The Shulchan Gibayrim wanted him to diamond, but Akar he's wrong, because as he himself asks. So I'm saying, why is it not diamond today? Because maybe that's a svar and hezek. Not a svar in anything, it's not a global svara that everything, you know, that's everywhere. So, Elmai, here's a separate svar by itself. Now, the Rajba is Maisev Kneich. Rebbe Peretz says the Shaila Gemara is Lagabin and Atila. Do you say that Atila, since it's a little kilo over there, it's implied that the Atila is from there? So, man, since you need an Atila and Shishiachid and Shishanizik, you're not going to be Chai. The Rajba says, how come by the way? Kim Atilu and Tosisham. Hayesayfan lenuach b'shirabim. Harei zekil notlason v'chlosan b'shirab. He has a knech notlason v'chlosan. Haydilma kim nash mia achlosan b'shusin nizik hayebes. It's interesting when he comes back the second side. The first one he says kilo chlosan b'shirab, which needs hasber by itself. In other words, even though he wants to say the object is kilo there, so it took it from there, but second side, it ate it over here. So that needs hasber. But also the Rajba, when the Rajba says, Kivan the hash the meals, achlosan b'shusha nizik, chayabes. So, in other words, it seems to be the second side, he's more focusing on the second akuda of. Achlasan. In other words, the tzad kim hash to me achlasan is just a nizik. Even though kiilu, even though we could still say that kiilu natlasan is just a rabim, mashmar is the Rajba is
But the tzad, the yimichayev, is because we're not going to go so far with the achila. We'll say the achila is you ate it over here. We'll say, one second. We'll say the achila is here, and therefore yichayev. Because in order to be potter, you need that both the achila and the netila should be bishus rabbin, in order to be potter. Not like the opposite of Paris said, in order to be chayiv, you need a netila, the chila should be bishus nizik. So therefore, the tzad of the Gemara that you chayiv is, you don't need, in order to be chayiv him, that both the netila and the achila should be kilo is here, the Raj doesn't say that. Or do we say that Sayyid, the achila is here, and then I don't really care about the netila? That one could be medayik that in the Rajba. And Fiza will come out. Maybe, right. We're not falling off of that Svara. Now, the Kunimei Peretz, the other tzaddik mar is that Svara is not true. The Svara to say kilo is there is not true. The Rashi doesn't say that. The Rashi doesn't say that kilo is not. We don't say the Svara kilo. The Svara kilo, the object is there, and the kilo is from there. That's not true. He says since the achila is a shusha nizik, that's enough to mechayev you.
In other words, he's saying the Torah Shusha only goes into effect if both the netila and achila happen.
That's what I just said before. Yes, if you're the Rashba, it could be any both. Now. In order to be potter, has to be both there. Mela, as long as the achila is here, that's enough. That's what I'm saying. So Fiza, what would be the animal actually picks up an object, picks up the food, Nishas Harabim, carries it into the Shas and Nizik, and eats it there. What would you say? No.
Chayim.
What? No.
Chayim.
It's Chayim. No. It's Chayim. Not the Sabbath Gemara. No. The animal is in the Shusha Rabbim, picks up some juicy apples, and brings it to Shusha Nizik, and eats it. The Sabbath of the Gemara is because maybe it's kilu ate in the shizrabim, in the case of Megalgo. But here it ate in the shizanizim. It's not a case of Megalgo. It's not a Gemara that you put there is because Rajbet was my sin, the Knage, kilu that chil is in the shizrabim. In this case, my case that I'm talking about now, is a case where the chil is about the shizanizim, but the chil is just rabim. So where the Ben Paris will tell you, there's no suffix. What would my parents tell you the halach is? What? Why? We need both the chila and then the chila is in the chila. We're to be chayim. Over here, you can be potter. But the Rajba says, the Rajba doesn't say. The Rajba, we might infer from the Rajba that in that case, we're chayim. So not only that, the Maisa, the Talmud of Rajba, on the Chav Gimel, says Lahedya, this halacha. He says Lahedya, he's Mesupit. He says, Heicha de Notla, Mamish talking about this case. Heicha de Notla, Peiris Mishasarabim. Venichnesa, Vaachla, Machacha and Izik. Efsher, Loy Machayish. The Hakfar Zachse Behem. Okay, so this is Lashin, of Kfar Zachse Behem. Is a difficult lashon. Okay? He says that when it picked it up, the Shirabim, the Farzach Zabam. It's a funny lashon. Because behemoths, first of all, are not Zaych and anything. What does it mean Farzach Zabam? Meaning, and that's why he's part of Farzach Zabam.
Maybe it's not Chatzar Nizim.
So the Behema, it says Farzach, what does it do then? It's not Hefker anyway. It's not Hefker. It's not Hefker. So, L'chayra means that, meaning Karzachsavim, that he's Potter. Meaning, he's Karzachsal Din, he's Karzachal Bedin, then he's Potter. Yeah? So, it's a funny Lashon. I'm asking a funny Lashon. But he's saying that he's Potter, meaning you already became Potter. Why did you already become Potter? Why did you already become Potter?
What? Because the Netilah was just a rabbit.
We're talking about the case.
One second.
We just want to say both.
What? No! So he says though, he says the Rajba, I'll bring you a Raya. I'll bring you a Raya from Taisvist. Come a Rajba. What's the Raya from Taisvist? From Taisvist, I'm Chafa Manal. What's the Raya from Taisvist? Shame? No. James al Pirishu, Kagoy. How does that is learn our Shaila? A Pirish from Galvish Rabbin. What's the Gemara Shaila if he ties this? What? What? No, our Taisis, Chafim and Aleph.
It's wrong.
What is the Gemara Shaila if he ties this?
I know it's wrong. It's Galvish.
What? It's considered. And what's the Gemara? What's the Shaila? And what? And you pot the why? What?
Because it's gonna land in Rosh Hashanah.
And therefore what?
For your potter.
Why?
Because the light goes in Rosh Hashanah.
And therefore what?
For your potter.
No, why? Because the Netila, no, not the Chila. Not the Chila. Not the Chila. Not the Chila. My nicest. And my parents. Not the Rajba.
Me both
what? In the Shach to Michai. And the Netila. And the Netila was Bishus Rabin. Says the Talmud Rajba, right? That means it's given in Taisvis that the Netila is Bishus Rabin, and the Chila is Bishus Nizik. So it says Pashid and Yepater. The Gemara Shaila is just, is this cool that the Netila is Bishus Rabin? But Avad, if there was an honest to goodness Netila is Bishus Rabin, Avad Yepater. That's what the Talmud Rajba says. Delphi, Lefi Taisvis, there is no suffix, what's going to be the din in this case? That's absolutely simple.
Didn't Rajba just say that the Torah
is... I said, the Talmud Rajba says, in this case, when you pick up a Shrabim, one just lists it, if he ties it, it's partially a potter, because the Netilah is Shrabim. Nothing.
Isn't the Rajba explaining this?
Am I talking about Rajba?
No.
Am I talking about the Rajba? I'm talking about the Rebbe Peretz. We were mocked in the shit. We start off. The Rebbe Peretz says one thing, the Rajba says something else. I'm going to Rebbe Peretz.
Doesn't the common Rajba hold like the Rajba?
And it's, no one has to hold like anybody. Not all my chameleon hold like me, okay? Now.
So they're not holding each other. I assume that the Talmud Rajba hold like the Rajba, but I guess that was wrong. I'm sorry.
Now. Now. Says the Tez Talmud Rajba, Moira Rosh. Okay? Interesting that he brings us the Rosh, but where we learn the Rajba is really the Rajba. Meire Rosh, Aymer, Mechihon Nami Chayev. You pick it up the Shrabim, carry over the Shemizik, says the Talmud Rajba, Shem the Rosh, he Chayev. Why? Kiv in the Achla, Mechotzer Nizik. Mahasam, Hachem Bay. Mi Amrina. Keeping the Paris Mizgalmish Sarabin. Listen carefully. Visham Hoyasoif and Lenuach. Babahem Hoyasayat Zachareyan. Voichlos and Shom. Command the Shakasinu, which is Rabin, who command the Achlasinu, which is Rabin Dami. So, first of all, what everyone was bothering the Rajba, well, why is the Kilu? He ate it in the Shusha Rabin, because being this Galgo over there, so one funny point, he said the Kilu, the object is there, but mice, the eating is here, why is Kilu ate over there? So I'm not saying that what he says is, you know, going to help us 100%, but at least it gives us a shtickle gather to that. And he said, because he says, the apples are rolling, it's on a slope, it's rolling into the Shrabim. You have the Behema chasing the apples. Yeah? So the Behema is also going to end up in the Shrabim.
because chase the apples.
Because it rolls down towards the end.
What?
If you're rolling towards the end, they're going to be there.
He says, he also learns, like, in the here, he's quoting from the Rosh. But this is really, really what we saw in the Rosh. But we didn't see it in the Rosh. The Rosh for us is about as kids as you can get over here. He just quotes Rashi and quotes Tais and Zel, Shalom Lai Yisrael. But the Rajba is the one that said this Kneich, that the Tzad of the Gemara, that your Pater is Gilu, both is done as Yisrael. 1 second. Idilma, Kivan the Hash the Mia, which is Hanizik, Shakaltenu, Bakaltenu Chayim. So here, Grada, where in the Rajbah is Medayik, in the second side of the Gemara, the Tzadi Chayim is because you ate it in over here, and he leaves out, he drops the Shakaltenu. His Mashma is willing to be Machalik and say, it's Kilo, the food is there, I took it from there, but it's not Kilo, I ate it over there. That's the Mashmais of the Dictic Lashon of the Rajba. So, Grada, when the Talmud Rajba quotes the Rosh on this, so when he comes to the second side, he says, no, I don't, give me the Hashemiya, versus a Nizik, Shakaltenu, Bachaltenu, Tzirichai. So he doesn't, right? So he doesn't say, so Menos Bekitzer, you know, he has the two tzadim are Menachatz al Katzer. So we don't know what's the middle. In other words, it's sad that your potter, yeah, listen carefully, is because both the Achila and the Lekicha Betz Mizrach Shasrab. Right? It's sad that your Chayiv is because both the Achila and what was in the Nizik. So when you have one out, we don't know. That's just from the Gemara. And Rajba's Medayik, that the Tzad is that maybe just the Chilon is enough. And if I said, what would be in the case of the Rajba, and the Talmud of Rajba, we picked it up in the Nizik. Took it in the Nizik. If you're the Rajba, I want to suggest Yechayiv based on the flow of the Rajba. The Talmud of Rajba, Be'etzem comes to the same conclusion because he says there's a fitayis, it's a done deal. Fitayis is pashit that you need the kicha b'shus ha'nizik about giving pater. The fitayis, what he quotes the Rosh, yeah, that there's no riot because. Because other there's a tzad in the Gemara, yeah. There's a tzad in the Gemara that the reason why that you're only chayiv if both. He's not saying what. He quotes the Rosh is saying chehanami chayiv. Meaning, he's saying to feed the Rosh, you don't need that the Lekicha should be in the Rosh Hashanah. Even though when he said the other side of the Gemara, he did say that both Lekicha and the eating is in the Rosh Hashanah in the case of Megalva. But upon him, even he's labdafking that, and he's saying that the only side. Kitzur. The only time that you potter is when both the achila and the chid and the chil is both b'shus rabbi. For some reason, the Talmud Rajba, when he quotes his Rebbe the Rosh, who learns also that knech of the Rajba, that's the tzad of the Gemara, the megalvo is potter, is because it's not enough that Lekicha is considered Shrabim. You need Lekita and Achila Shrabim. Memela, he's understanding from the Rosh, one second, that if the kicha, that the only time you potter is because both the kicha and the achila is just rabbin. Only then he potter. But if the kicha is just rabbin, the achila is in the shenizik, it's a bona fide achila is rabbin, and a bona fide achila is in the shenizik, he's saying, oh, my sir, you're going to be chayiv.
Okay, if the kicha and achila,
who said it's a chiddush? It's not a chiddush, but it's a chiddush that the Megal was considered that. Meaning, in the case of Gemara, it's a chiddush because it's a Megal. You need that in order to be part. You need both. It's not a chiddush, but you need it. Let me understand. You need it. You need both. Point them. You need both to be potter. It's supposed to be parents, and you need both to be chai.
Next time, keep trying outside. It's going to be
chai. You can eat outside. It doesn't make sense. No. What? In order. No. I say, you want to know if you pick it up inside, ate it outside? That's a Gemara. No, that's a Gemara. If you pick up inside, ate it outside, then since you zikha need Nord Bichayev, Nachila has to be. Sorry, I have to change it up in this folder. Nord Bichayev, Nachila has to be in Patser Nezek. Question is, do you also need Nord Bichayev, in order to be chayav vadech, if we have a stay acher, the achila has to be in the chatzar nizik. Yeah? Question is, on the netilah. Question is, the netilah. So,
it's rolling out.
1 second. What? The case that we're talking about is he picked up the shram, and the shenizik. No, Teis holy pot, and the Tamra is saying it's Fidi Rosh Hashayim. Fidi Rosh Hashayim. Shaila is where does he get it from our sugya? Shaila is where does he get it from our sugya? What's the matter? Again, the Talmud, Rajba, and the Rosh says, now, Fita Isis, he picked up Mishram, Eish, and Nizik, Yizikha Potter. That's before in our Gemara. Because it's out of our Gemara that Megaldo is Potter, is because it's considered he took it out from the Shram. Abad, if he took it from the Shram, Abad, you Potter. Yes? That's clear. The Rosh, Tam Raj, and someone say, goes from the Rosh, that if you picked up Mishram, Eish, and Nizik, then you're a Chayiv. Eating it in the Nizik is enough to be a Chayiv of you. Now, that's what he says. Okay, now, in the explanation of the Gemara, so he doesn't have the problem that we have in Lefi Taisis, because why? I'm just trying to explain why Lefi, the Rajva, and what he quotes the Rosh, we don't have a Raya from our Sugya. Because in Taisis, the Tzad that your Potter is because Kili took it. That's the Tzadi Potter. Okay? If that's the Tzadi Potter, then if I'd be taking it, Yipater. In them, the Tzadi Potter is because you ate it there also. That's the only Tzadi Potter. So you don't see from our Gemara that taking it alone is going to potter you. The Tzadi Potter is because you ate it there. But if you didn't eat it there, even though Lakicha was in the Shram, still, you're going to be Chayim. That's the Chayim. Now, the Bepul Charifta raises a few questions. One of them, that's the Talmud of Renatam, asks as well. Okay, so the Rosh Bayas brings down Rashi, and Taisvis, very innocently. Pirish Rashi, the Ghost Behem Mesham Mesham Shrabin, the Ghost Hisham, B. Pirish, Omashem is Dal, the Ghost Hamizu, the Shrabin. And it would have, if they wouldn't have stopped it, it would have gone out. Vayv Shita Vazin Luku. Zokta Pulcharifta, that's Mitzvah's Mullah Riches in the Shulm Gibayim. Hisha Shulm Gibayim. The Pasak Vresh Pirkin Karaba. The Bas Mekar Aslina. Chenet Hiza Bish Rabin, Zig Bish Yachin. Aslina Bas Mokan Shinasa Hanazir. Okay, so the Akdama is we pass in like Rabba Bas Meikara. Point number one. Point number two, by Hittis Mishnah, Hittis Mishnah Mizik, we pass in the Rosh Paskins that you're chay, we're going to stay after the Rosh said. Okay, so bearing these two points in mind, let's go back to our Sugya. Zabda Shulgibayat. Okay. Okay, wooden the nezik shein is only regular in chiyuvtor. Fine. So we say that beer b'seach by regal hitis b'shram his which is nezik yichay because it's keen beer b'seach. And who are they by shein? Okay. Nimkain. Imayri b'shdiyav b'shrabin have a karab. What does mean by that? So if you go from we're going in Rashi with Megalgalit from Shazanizid, Kushas Rabbin. According to Rashi, the Gemara is Mesopic. In fact, the Shulbi Gibayrin. What do you mean? We already have Akhra. We already have Akhra. We go Basamekar. We go Basamekar. And therefore, you should be Pater. Now, Lani is Daiti, this Shulbi Gibayrin is Marafs and Igra. Posh merafs and igra. Expression. It breaks ceilings. It's merafs and igra. Why? The tzushdel, teraba, to me, if someone else would say it, I would say, you know, they hear me, who knows where. What is going on over here? What's the tzushdel to an animal that's picking up, there's been megalgal, he's taking from the Rishus and Nizik, Rishus and Rabin, that has to do with the sugya of Basa Meikara? Basa Meikara, you didn't hear my question, it's how you answer it. Basa Meikara is when you put some action into effect that's going to have a vaday teitza. I was megalgal the kli, and it's on its way, it's on a collision course with the wall. I was zara kli, mishus harabim, and I put into action the hezek that's going to happen. So then we say, okay, you go basa Meikara, it's as if the hezek is already done. And if you want to shtel it to Tarsus Megalgal, the pre that's being Megalgal, Kilo is there. Pre is rolling down the slope. It's on its way into the Jisrab. Okay, Basa Meikara, Kilo is there. An animal that picks up something, which is a nizik, and walks out to Jisrabim, so you can tell me that you should go Basa Meikara and you should be Chayiv. I'm sorry, I'm the Bas Meikara that he was ready to drive him and he should be Potter.
What? Is it rolling by itself?
What
was
Rashi?
What about the
Rashi? Huh? Going Rashi.
That's all.
What?
That's all.
Not going Rashi?
I thought we were going to Rashi.
What?
Going around doesn't make sense.
Oh.
Thank you for that skama. But the hemshich of the pilchrit is going in Rashi, not in Taisvitz. He says, "Imish is a rabbi, imish is a yachid, have a ketisa." What does that mean? What? What do the words mean?
That's like it's.
Well, what is the second question of the pilchrit?
Hello.
We should at least have the pulpit open. Have a ketiza. What does he mean? He means that if no.
The second side of Rashi.
The second side of Rashi. We went from the Shisarab into the Shisanizik. Says the Pulcharifta. Also, what's the suffix? I what? I is a din of it. And again, I told you, the Pilch Rifter was makdim, and he put down, he pulled two svaras out of the cobwebs, two gemaras from 100 years ago, yeah? And antiques, two antiques, yeah? And he's going to use those two antiques to ask questions, okay? So the second question he's asking is, that what's the suffix by we took a Mishrab and brought it to Nizik and ate it over there? It should be like a teaser. What's his question? Oh, just like by a teaser, the Rosh tells me that what? Yechayiv, because we have Mr. Acher, it's called Hezik, isn't it just a Nizik? So, fact, even though the Maisa of a teaser was just around him. We say, Rosh says, the exam scores go bust an Isaac. Yeah? M. Cain. So when the animal picked up Mr. Rabin, went to just an Isaac, and ate it there, so what's the question? You go bust a Mekara? You go bust a Shkila? You go bust a Achila? Or be a Mr. Acher? How could, why is the case of picking it up in the Shrab and going to Shaniz and eating it, why is it sad that here you should be potter in the case of a teaser, you mechayim? There's Pashi Yechayim. That's the second question. Now, this second question is a question of Rashi. So, I mean, the first question is also a question of Rashi.
You say that you wasn't able to apply it here in the first one?
What?
When you have a case of where Kika is in Shaniz and Shaniz,
Asks this question and gives an answer, but his answer, Taka, won't help us for the Rosh. And that's Taka why the Shulchan Byron on the Rosh.
What? Same question is good.
Same question is an excellent question. Not that he's my Eskama. Children, why does that fall without me?
A teaser, you take out a rock and you kick me into someone's garbage. This should bring me a suit back.
Again, Zul Basa Taima. What is the side of a teaser? Says the Rosh. We're going to Rosh now, right? What is the side of a teaser? We'll be Mistay Acher. The Hezek has to be Mistay Acher. So, therefore, even though in a way, over there it's even worse, because there the Maisa, which is going to ultimately be the Hezek, was on the Shabbat. Shaking over here, all he did was lakicha, but the actual eating was done totally different than Isaac. So if anything, our case, it should be more pashit that's taught they should be chayim. So now the Talmud and Tam asked this question. He's ready, he's trying to ask the question. He says, where is it? No, apparently not. I said that even Rishna has. Oh. Pirusha Kodesh is in the Farish, the Bahama Safkale, the boss of the Shakla lay as Linon, the boss of Achila as Linon, the Mtaina, a Maila Pasha Midalel, the Mina Hoysa Bishrabim, the Zika, the Shushad Yachid, maybe it means Betiz Bishrabim Yachid, it's holding him up, that's a player. Alma, gets it. Alma, boss of Achila as Linon, again, the Mara is not from Achila, but Alma, Lachira, it means Bibis Acher. You go bust in the hatch. It's not so clear exactly, you know. Pashi means back and bar. He doesn't say it beferish. So it's a little bit not so smooth, but that's what he's asking the fire. Yeah, the terrets. The hossam, terrets shenechlu, v'yhoyu kim mishuzayachin. Avalacha, boy, shaperes is galgum mishuzayachin, v'yushuzayachin. So he's saying, what's he saying? He's saying, there's a difference. Over there, Yechayiv. See, he's going on which case? He's going the other case. He's not Mamash talking about his Chav. He's not Mamash talking about the case of the Shulgir Bayrim. With Mishus HaRab, Mishus HaYachid, he's going on the other case. Mishus HaYachid to Mishus HaRab.
Well,
what? It's funny she's asking that case. Mishus HaRab is asking that case. What's, what?
In that case, there's no beer to say
after. Right. I understand. No, it's Alm Bas Achilas Linon. Alm bas achilas leinan, and now I'm very confused. The hasan perish and nechlu loy hayikim mishus yachid. Av hacha bayish a perish nizgal the mishus yachid the mishus harabim. Oh, what it means to say is from there you see you go bust at a hezek. Okay, so where the hezek is? What's that? It says from the case of hittit, you see you go bust at a hezek. The hezek is just a nizik. You're chayin, even though one second, even though the ma'aseh was just a rabbi. So what does he want to see show from there? You see, you go bust the hezek. Over there comes al chumra. So over here it should be lekula. No, the Kohen Rashi, the shayla, you go bust the aschala. Let's say we go bust the actual hezek. Yeah. So a parallel to that is Hittiz and Hizik. So if over there we see go Basar the Achila, Basar the Hezik. So over here, again, I don't know why you only asked that case, but let's go along with him. He's asking, so then in the case of Hittiz, yeah, right. Shokol, Mishus Hanizik, and he brought the Shisarabim. So in that case, what should be the halacha? If you go bust an achila, you should be potter. So over there you chayiv, here you should be potter. Whereas the pilpul charifta asked the kasha in the other case, who went from sham to shiachid, you see it's totally in birus ach. It's not totally in the taking. It's totally in the hazik, which was a more direct question. Okay. Whereas when he's asking the question is just take out the principle that you go basa the achila. So Mela, he can ask the question in the reverse case as well. Okay? So that's his question. So what's his answer? What's his answer? That over there, the Paris stayed there. And therefore, you go bust an achila. Avahacha boy, shaperes this galgul mishiyachus rabim. Here the peiris. Not sure what's his answer. Not sure his answer. Avahacha boy, shaperes this galgul mishiyachus rabim. And therefore, we're masupik. Again, kasha was you should go basa achila, you should be potter in this case.
The answer is that since the parents are going, which is a nizik, which is a rabbin, they say that maybe you're chayin. So the words are very not clear, but what I thought maybe he means is that over here, if we consider, yeah, that nusach of Abraham, which God didn't like too much, we discussed yesterday, that the lechich is aschol of achila, and the Rashi didn't want to say that. So then, if you say you go bas achila, but that's called of achila is here. Shaperes is galgum, which is yachal, which is rabim. So maybe that's cholad achila is here. So that's why you should be chayev. It's enough to be chayev because that's cholad of achila is here. What are you telling me? Go bas achila. Say it. You're right. Go bas achila. But that's cholad achila is here. So maybe that's enough. Maybe that's his parents. Maybe that's his parents. Yeah. Oh, but this is not going to help you for the rush. Why? This is not going to help you for the rush. Because for Pilpul's Charif, this Teretz on the rush. For Kash on the rush. But listen carefully, everybody say. Because in the rush, that rush over there, I don't know if you remember, when that rush said, but the rush by Hittis Mishraben, Hittis Mishraben, is it? What did rush say? Rosh says, "Inu you go bus to make hara, yeah. Inu you go bus to make hara, but still the hezek has to be mishus and nizik. Inu you go bus to make hara, and therefore what? Because it's as if it already happened now, right? As if it already happened now, no." The actual hezek has to be in the shizun hezek. Yeah? That's what Rosh said.
What?
Now, so we can't use this svara that we're saying, maybe the Talmud Tam is saying, that even though the hezek has to be, you go bas achila, yeah? But our Gemara Shaila is, maybe that's cholat achila is what they're taking. Right? That's what we're saying, maybe he's saying. No, it's about to go bas achila. What's called achila? Now, the Gemara there is talking about the achila was there, right? But over here, what's the parents didn't move, right? So the achila is there. In our case, we're saying, the shaila is what's called achila. Is the achila the actual achila? Is the achila the kich is part of achila? So you're right, you need achila. We have achila. That was what I thought Tom and Tom's answering. But we over a lang. We can't. It's not gonna work for the rush because the rush says the rush is going to listen. Right? The rush is going over there. They go bust make hara. That was the rush's whole kasha. They either go bust make hara. So therefore, it should be considered. It's considered what? You did it in Shisrabin. You did everything in Shisrabin. Yet we say, no, Bir Bistayacher. The Hezek. You look at the Hezek. So now, so Lachari, listen carefully, by say, yeah? The Basa Mekara of Hittis, yeah? Is more of a Svara to say that you already did it now than taking. Right? Hittis, you talk me did it right now, right? You did something which is gonna break you. Whatever you did now is gonna be piled. That's the whole Svar Basa Meikara. That's Svar Basa Meikara. And yet the Rosh says, even though it's a Svar Basa Meikara, what do we say? The actual Hezek has to be in the Rishus and Izik, even though it's Basa Meikara. That means Isaiah started it. Not only did I start it, I finished it. Yeah? But no, we say that if the hezek, if the hezek actually happens and there's just a nizik, you're chayim. Semkein, what am I going to tell you? Oh, the shilta gebarim. What's the question? Over here, you go about. Over here, you go bust the shkila. You go bust the taking, and taking is what? You go bust the taking. And we was and meaning that that's the schala achila. So that's why you're right, you need achila. Yeah, but the achila is in the shirabin. This quasi achila, or that we can even consider the taking as part of the achila, is certainly less part of the achila, or less as schala of the achila, to say that we should be potter than basim ekara. Basim ekara is for sure more than I'm doing it now, than taking it should be considered part of the achila. The shaykhis between the being the hittis to the ma'is ezek is much stronger than something was already done now, like we were saying this far before, right? Then picking it up to consider that part of the achila, even though there's no achila done, and it's a separate action, picking up and eating it is two separate actions, right? So we want to say, okay, maybe it's considered part of the achila. That's called the achila, yeah? But basim ekara is the zikha part of the hezek, and basim ekara is zikha saying the hezek is done now, and yet the rosh is saying ubiyah b'seyacha says telling the actual hezek. So therefore, the svar that we're suggesting in the Talmud Bein Tam to answer for Rashi might work for Rashi, but it's not going to work for the rosh. This is, and Rashi will say you're right. We see from the ego basa achila, but this is achila. Over there, the only achila is the actual breaking. Here, the achila already starts before. But the rosh saying the achila started before is not enough, because over there, by case of hittis, not only did it start before, it finished before. But yet we say that location. If the hezek actually happens in the rishos hanizik, you're chayiv. It's just an ezichayim, yeah. Even though it was kilu was done before, so in Koshkein, in the case of where it was natal, mishsarabim, and it did a different action, and you know, you want to consider it as aschala, yeah. But that's not going to be enough reason to knock out a bimisteyachet. Right. So this teretz, the teretz that we're saying in Talmud Bein Tam, if that's what he's saying, I think it's what he's saying, it's very cryptic, but it's for sure not going to help us in the rosh. And that's why the guy with the rosh, the shulchan baron, and the pulach rifta have an unbelievable question. They have an unbelievable question. They have a chayra. They have a very strong question. Is how could the rosh entertain the possibility that Rashi is correct over here, if the Rashi is correct over here, if the Rosh himself says that Hittis Rishus Harabim, his Rishus Yichayim will be Mistayachar, it's telling the Chila, so then what's the Harabim mean to say that if we picked it up Rishus Harabim and ate it Rishus Nizik, you should be Potter? So this is a question, Mamisha Festa Kasha. Is Mamisha. This I don't see how we can even attempt to answer this question. Okay, the pulach rifta moves on. Kasevoy, the rif lehevia mitam shlehevia tiza, mashksaf b'shmoy beish parakama. Again, very cryptic. What is he saying? There's a problem over here. Like we've had a problem all along, the whole parrot, every single sugya. Okay, why did Riff not bring it down? Right? The Rosh was like, so again, the Riff, for some reason, doesn't bring down our sugya. Yeah? Says the Pulcha Rifta, the answer is very simple. Because we have another question. Why did Riff bring down the teaser? And what's the answer to that question? What? That's profound. Why not? What?
Why doesn't the rib pass in a tisa? The papula charifta refers back to something that he told me before, which we discussed and shared. And this brings us back. He says, well, he really gives you a hint. Okay? Kasafti shmoi bereish perakama. Okay, fine. Which Gemara? Hitiza. No, I don't know why. It says, I explained it to you, Reish Parakama. Now, what do we know about the Rif in Reish Parakama? Because the Pabul Harifta, the Reish Parakama, we know now that Pabul Harifta is a Pirish on the Rosh. So the Pabul Harifta, the Reish Parakama, the Mesechus Babakama, discusses a certain Rosh. A very famous Rosh.
Yeah.
You don't know, then keep your mouth shut. You don't say that. What does the Rosh in the Reish Parakama bring down for the Rif?
Something about Rosh Hashanah.
Nothing about Rosh Hashanah. I mean, some of the Rosh Hashanah. What? This is the Rif, Lord Baisai, wake up!